At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. The U.S. House today is expected to vote on an additional $36.5 billion for disaster recovery efforts across the country. Governor Greg Abbott has criticized the proposal because it doesn't include nearly $19 billion in aid he and most of the state's congressional delegation wanted for Texas. Republicans Jeb Hensarling of Dallas, Joe Barton of Ennis, and Kevin Brady of the Woodlands did not sign that request letter for aid last week. They're concerned the money's not offset by spending cuts. But Abbott told the Houston Chronicle his state's delegation needs to, quote, get a stiff spine and fight for their fellow Texans. Earlier this week, Texas Comptroller Glenn Hager estimated Harvey rebuilding efforts could affect the state's next two-year budget. The governor's also said, if needed, Texas won't tap into its rainy day fund until the next legislative session in 2019. The Dallas Cultural Affairs Commission today will consider recommendations from the mayor's task force on Confederate monuments. The suggestions include changing the names of three streets honoring Confederate leaders, also adding informative signs to Confederate art and architecture at Fair Park. The task force also wants the statue of Confederate leader Robert E. Lee, recently removed from Oaklawn Park, and the Confederate monument in Pioneer Cemetery to be put in a museum. Frances Cujo Water chairs the mayor's task force.
There were some when we came who wanted to have the monuments remain, who had very strong feelings about them as works of art or history. There were others who wanted them to be put into a different context and removed. And some people wanted them destroyed. So we had the full range of ideas when we got to the table.
A public art committee unanimously approved those recommendations earlier this week. Dallas Area Rapid Transit, or DART, and Dallas Police are joining forces to battle an epidemic of the synthetic drug K2. K2 is a blend of herbs and chemicals that is smoked like marijuana. It's cheap, and dealers peddle the cigarettes to homeless people at downtown rail stations and shelters. The Dallas Morning News reports there have been at least 151 arrests between January and August this year at the West End Rail Station. The partnership will enable DART and DPD to share radio communications and meet monthly to go over crime statistics at Dallas Police Headquarters. Short films offer budding directors a chance to learn their craft and established filmmakers an opportunity to experiment. Our big screen team talked about this often underappreciated form with the curator of a short film roadshow coming to Dallas.
I'm Stephen Becker with KERA.
And I'm Chris Wagner, culture critic for the Dallas Morning News.
And today we're talking with Dan Schoenbrum, who is the co-creator of the iSlicer Roadshow, which will screen next Wednesday at the Texas Theater here in Dallas. Dan, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me, guys.
So this is a collection of short films. I wonder how you would describe specifically what people are going to be getting into should they attend.
It's kind of a throwback to MTV in the 90s, 120 minutes, or Liquid Television, the kind of show that you would turn on and you would see a crazy music video or an animation piece that blew your mind, something that really served as a discovery platform where our audiences could connect with adventurous new artists.
It says the show is presented in Smell-O-Vision. I'm wondering if you can explain and or warn any listeners what that means.
Smell-O-Vision is something that my co-creator, Vanessa McDonald, has been doing for years. So it's a way to make it feel like more of a communal experience than simply sitting in a theater and watching something. As you watch, you will smell smells in the theater that correspond with what you're seeing on the screen. So, when a family is eating Mexican food in one of the shorts, you might catch a whiff of that. Or as people sail through the ocean, it might smell like salt water. The way we do it is we have a fan, we have a briefcase of perfumes and custom scents that my co-creator Vanessa, who considers herself a scentologist, has designed, and we really just permeate them out into the crowd as the show screens.
You wrote recently in Filmmaker Magazine about how bands go on tours, of course, to promote their new albums, and that maybe it's a concept that filmmakers should try. Why do you think that that's an idea that maybe the film community should embrace?
You know, movie theaters are constantly changing, especially in the era when you can watch something at home. And we really feel like you need to craft an experience that's special to get people out of the house. And for a lot of films, that means 3D and big explosions on a big screen and surround sound. But for the kind of work that we love, that means getting together and putting on a performance and a live show that's engaging and interesting.
For this Texas edition of iSlicer, what kind of Texas filmmakers are you going to be showing?
When we go to Austin, we'll be showing episodes featuring work from David Lowery and the Zellners, as well as Annie Silverstein, who's an Austin-based filmmaker. In Dallas, we'll be showing episodes featuring work by Augustine Frizzell and Annie Silverstein once again.
I think one of the things that people don't really consider when they think about short films is that, you know, not every story requires an hour and a half to tell. I wonder if you could talk a little bit about just kind of short films as a form and why they are still important.
Because of the realities of the budget that it takes to make something short versus something feature-length, you buy yourself so much more freedom to experiment. It's often the format where you see filmmakers taking the most risks and chances and doing things that are truly provocative and kind of pushing the art form and the medium forward. Beyond that, I think that the short form holds a freedom for filmmakers to be able to not tell a narrative that you might feel like you need if it's a 90-minute film, meaning you don't need to kind of develop characters, have an arc, the kinds of things that we might require to hold our interest in feature length. You can get away with different models in the short forms.
Well, Dan Schoenbrunn, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, guys.
The iSlicer Roadshow plays Wednesday at the Texas Theater in Dallas. Details are at artandseek.org. As for the forecast, mostly sunny skies, temperatures getting up to around 85 today, overnight low around 68, and then tomorrow mostly sunny with a high near 90. It's 62 degrees now in Dallas and Fort Worth.